let me know if you have any questions or concerns. Or in other words, you better not have any more questions because I will not be providing any more answers. Before you act like you are concerned about someone, rephrase this comment. This statement can be perceived as a bit of a blow-off comment. Instead of making a statement, you should be asking questions if you truly want to know if they have any other questions. The pitch challenge today, analyze how you close your email messages. Oftentimes, people will write closing comments that are really unnecessary, like they are filling up space or don't know how to end the communication. If you really, truly want to know if the person has any concerns or questions, then ask those questions at the end so they can feel comfortable responding and not made to feel like their questions are not really welcomed. You might say, let me know if this makes sense or if you would like to jump on a call next week. If your email is more directive in tone and you are not looking for any altercations to it, then don't add a phrase like this at the end. Trust me, if they have questions or concerns, they will certainly be bringing them to you.